This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He got it!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's the morning shift at 7:44 with Mike Bo, myself, Allie Mack. And of course, NBA playoffs. They were intense last night, as you just heard, with the Eastern Conference Pacers. Beat the Knicks in overtime, 138-135. Game two is tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Madison Square Garden. And, of course, Halliburton had to pull the choke move.
And you love it. And honestly, you love it a little bit. I had this stat, and I'll have to make sure I give credit to whoever it was that I saw this on Twitter yesterday. But how about this one? The last 27 years, going all the way back to 1998, 970 NBA teams have been down by 14 points in the playoffs with less than 3 minutes to go. And until last night, they were 0-970.
Wow.
It's the first team in the last 27 years to be down by 14 inside of 3 minutes to actually come back and get a victory. Now, we thought it was going to be in regulation. Shout out to Tyrese Halliburton. He's like, oh, I probably wouldn't have done that if I'd have known it was a two.
Yeah, exactly.
But nonetheless, man, crazy, crazy stuff. And it just goes along with what we've seen from the playoffs this entire time.
That shot went up so high. And
went above the shot clock.
And It hung up there for so long. I mean, that for Knicks fans in the building, that time had to stop.
Yes.
Like, it was almost like it just drug out, and then, you know, it hits. It just, man, couldn't happen to a better fan base. Halliburton better wear like one of those COVID face guards the next game, because they're probably gonna try to spit on them like they did Trey, especially after the choke sign. I'm sorry, I have no love loss. Like, I think we forget in this city, if you're pulling for the Knicks and you're like, well, you know, they haven't won it in a while. Okay, well, the Pacers have never won it. So there you go. But if you're in any way having sympathy on Knicks fans and wanting pulling for them, I think just remember, Dylan, 2021, they spit on our guy, on our star. They spit on him. Didn't do anything like the trash talk was bad. They talked about his hairline. Okay, I give you that. It's rough sometimes, but they spit on the man.
Don't give him that. No.
Yeah, I mean, Bo, to your point, it's F the Knicks around here in the city of Atlanta. It's straight up F them. But I want to go back to that point you made about how time kind of probably froze for the Knicks fans when that shot bounced up, caromed up so high. It reminded me of, just when you said that, it reminded me of the Kawhi Leonard shot in the second round a couple years back when that shot went around and it finally dropped. And he sent the Sixers fans home, made Joel Embiid cry when he was walking to the locker room. But no, that was a very, very impressive, gritty performance from the Pacers. And talked about earlier today, I think the depth of the Pacers really showed off last night. Obi Toppin came in and gave good minutes, got some big rebounds. TJ McConnell came in and he put in some nice work. And I mean, talk about a guy like Aaron Nesmith stepping up with 30 points in the flurry of threes. I mean, that
six
was
in
huge.
The fourth quarter.
Six in the fourth quarter.
Did you go back and watch all the threes?
Yeah.
So I went back and watched all the threes.
Like he's wide open.
Every three, his legs were flailing like he's Draymond Green trying to kick somebody. Yeah. I mean, it was like wild. Like
yeah,
every
the old
one of them.
Scissor technique on the jump shot.
Dude, they were all ridiculously off balance. One leg's going this way, the other's going that way. I mean, it's like.
It looked like the Jumpman logo. Right.
Dude, it was wild. It was absolutely wild. And dude stepped straight up. And then Halliburton, that's the only. I love the fact that Halliburton did an ode to Reggie. He's the star of the team now, right? I mean, he's that star. But it just, Reggie did it himself. Okay, Reggie led the comeback in 94. And he got red hot, him and that little doohickey he used to wear on his finger. And Reggie Miller has the longest fingers of human, it is weird. Anyways, he led it. And so when he does it to Spike, Spike had been jawing at him. So that, along with the fact that it wasn't a game winner and the fact that Nesmith was the guy that brought him back, it just rang a little bit empty to me, but I love the ode to it. I love the fact that he's embracing the rivalry that was in the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad. Like I said, blank the Knicks.
Well, and to ask you guys this, Dylan, I think that you would have, the Knicks fans would have said, look, give me 43 out of Brunson and 35 out of Karl Anthony Towns, you win in the game. And I think that speaks to your point about the depth that you saw from Indiana, because it's like, oh, dude, yeah. You gave me 43. Like you, hey, we went running away with this thing. So I don't know, and I guess the question will be moving forward. Like, what's the path for the Knicks if that's not the blueprint? Now all of a sudden you're like, this ain't good.
But that's the point, Dylan. Yeah. I want to ask you, because you mentioned this earlier. You said, well, that the Knicks the depth is nothing on the Pacers bench. I don't disagree. I mean, they got you know, the Pacers got guys like Obi Toppin and McConnell, but. When Brunson goes out with his fifth foul, that's when the Knicks got that 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. That's when they expanded their lead to 14 when Brunson's out off the court.
And I think part of the reason is because Jalen Brunson, the way they want to play when Jalen Brunson's into the game is, to me, a lot different than when a guy like Cameron Payne is running the show. Because Jalen Brunson, obviously the offense, as it rightfully should, flows through him when he's in the game, right? And Jalen Brunson's game is more slow. He wants to get to his spot. He might want to back a guy down and things of that nature. So the offense for the Knicks in for that reason is much more slow. And we know the Pacers want to play up-tempo. They want to play, no pun intended, at a pace. When Campaign is in the game and the offense not flowing through him, the Knicks are more likely and a little bit better at playing at that up-tempo game. So I think, to your point, that's why they built that lead, because they could play more at the tempo of the Pacers. And with the Pacers and the Knicks playing the same type of game, I think if the Knicks are able to do that, it can favor them, but that's just not their game when those guys are out there.
Yeah. Be curious to see how this one rolls on, obviously. And like I said all along, man, the NBA playoffs have been great so far. It's been one of the better playoffs I can remember. I think this one just smells like seven games. Just smells like seven games.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to have a conversation about two things. White lies to your spouses and passenger etiquette. Let's hit it. First, let me start this conversation by saying my wife and I both grew up in the panhandle of Florida. Mm-hmm. Right? When it comes to Memorial Day weekend, usually not headed to a body of water. Like, that was just something that happened when you grow up in Florida. You don't go to the beach on Memorial Day weekend. You're like, nah, it's for the tourists, man.
Right.
You know what? We'll let the tourists have that one. So we are actually headed to Charlotte this weekend. Let me start off by saying that my wife and I will be climbing into the car Friday afternoon, and I have set regulations for my wife in the car. And I don't know if you guys deal with this or not. She is reluctantly come around to said regulations, all right? But usually it's about, if we are in the car for 4 hours, you're not on your phone for any more than 2 hours. Like, I need you to talk to me.
I can understand that.
I have time where, whoa, I'm like, hey, if you want to get a nap for an hour, I'll lock in with a cup of coffee. I'll keep it between the mustard and the mayonnaise.
Hold on, I want to clarify.
Okay,
you want your wife to talk to you on a road trip?
I would like to have company. Yeah, I'd like to have company in my car when there's not kids around. Yes, absolutely. I'm like, hey, lock in on this thing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, I like my wife. That's
just
why
clarifying.
I mean, I like my wife.
I
was
too,
actually
but...
thinking about this in terms of you, and I was like, I can't think of a time that Bo's ever said that he was in the car for more than 30 minutes or an hour with his wife.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wife.
Oh, no.
When's the last time y'all road trip
somewhere? Well, Hilton had a few times. I mean, we've made quite a few road trips. Okay. But
y'all's family lives here. My point is, like, we're always going to see family and everything else. It's different.
But a lot of times, and this is the reason why I asked about it, I think, because a lot of times what I do is we leave as early as we can, and I tell her, just sleep.
Wow. Really?
Time. Yeah, because I like to lock in. I like to listen to music. Good I like to listen to a podcast or whatever. I'm locked in, and I, like, one of the best road trips we ever took, made it to Destin and, like, 4 hours.
I wouldn't admit that out loud for the public record. That sounds like something illegal happened.
Well, we left at 4 a.m.
Yeah?
No, it was 5 a.m. And, we were there. No, it was 4 because we landed there at 8:15. And I'm telling you, dude, like, she slept the whole way and it was phenomenal.
I'm sure
stops.
I'm sure she loved you for that because you were just cool with her sleeping. I am going to take one on the chin and say I'm not cool with that. I'm like, you need to wake up and talk to me. Nonetheless, there's another one that's probably going to shine me in a bad light. We are going to the Coke 600 this weekend. It's on Sunday evening. It's the longest NASCAR race of the season. Now, she is aware that we are going to a NASCAR race. And okay. I have talked her into this by saying, we're never going to be those people that go to a body of water Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, count that out. Let's just go to Charlotte. We're going with another couple, which she's excited about. I told her I'd take her to a nice dinner if we go over there. And then I told her she can leave the Coke 600 whenever she wants to. Right? So, if it's good, hey, she's probably going to stay. If it's, somebody's out by 12 seconds ahead of the field, she'll probably, grab the car and go home and I can just Uber or ride with friends or whatever else. The other half of this, though, is our Saturday plans. Now, I have told my wife, I'm going to lean in here a little bit just in case she's listening. I've told her we're going to a vineyard on Saturday. I'm like, hey, would you like to go to a vineyard on Saturday?
Very nice.
She's like, oh my gosh, it sounds like such a good idea. The weather's going to be good. Let's go have a glass of wine. Let's do it up. Let's do frilly couple stuff. I did not tell her, and this name will ring a bell with Bo in his brain. We're going to the Richard Childress Vineyard, all right? And for anybody that doesn't know, he used to own Dale Earnhardt's team. He still owns our friend of the show, Austin Dillon's car owner. He's Austin Dillon's grandfather. We're going to the Childress Vineyard so that we can hit the Childress Racing Museum while we are at the vineyard.
She's going to want to know why all the wines are named after NASCAR drivers.
They're in so much trouble.
Why is this the Intimidator Sangria? I don't
Yeah, Mike, I fear you might be cooked.
Yeah, might be cooked, dude.
I fear you might be cooked.
She doesn't know, and I hope she's not listening right now.
Are you saying this on the radio just to, like, get a buffer so she knows without you?
Somebody
will
tell her today. Even if she's not listening live, one of her coworkers might be or one of her friends, and they're like, dude, did you know you're going to the Childress Vineyard on Saturday? So you thought you were just getting this ritzy Napa-type feel over in Western North Carolina? Turns out, go check out some stock cars while we're over there. However, I did tell her that I'm going to the NASCAR Museum at some point, or the NASCAR Hall of Fame, I'm sorry. I was like, you can sleep through that. You don't have to come to that.
She might get it when it's a Chardonnay Earnhardt. Like, what, is that Chardonnay? Yeah. No, it's Chardonnay Earnhardt.
Quick fun fact, Mike, you and I will both be in Charlotte Saturday. Yeah, Simone and I are going to Charlotte for a friend's baby shower.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want to come to the NASCAR Hall of Fame, let me know.
Well, you can tell who makes money on this show. I mean, Allie's going to be – Allie's going to work.
I am working this weekend.
Yeah,
I also have to work this weekend. I'll be coming back probably Saturday night because I have a show. I have an extended edition of Hometown Take 12 to 2. So I'll be working too, Bo.
Do you ask Simone to stay awake in your car?
Nah, I don't care.
Really? I'll stay awake the whole time.
Hold on.
I'll listen to Drake.
Hold on.
I'm cool.
Hold on. Let's be honest. He doesn't tell Simone what to do. Simone tells him what to do.
Actually, you know what? Simone's probably driving. She's like, hey,
you know what? Yeah. I can't even lie. Simone will be times like, pull over, let me drive. Because she just likes to drive. So she'll just be like, pull over, let me drive.
Dude. This is so good.
Yeah. I'm not lying.
She's
no
like,
cap.
Get out the seat. I'm going to wheel this thing.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Dylan. Poor Dylan.
Dylan the passenger princess.
You know, you got competition in the parking deck. There was a car without a fender down there this morning. So
no kidding.
Hey, we got a roll on wake up calls coming up 404-726-0929. We're going to talk a little bit about, hey, do you have any passenger etiquette? What's the rules of the road when you are in a road trip with said wife or even with the family? We're also going to touch on a little bit about the Jeff Olbrich conversation. I would like to hear from some people. What's the path forward for the Knicks now, man? Is there any coming back from this? You got choke signed. You got overtimed last night. Everything else that happened. If you want to talk NBA, hit us up as well. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. We'll be right back here on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.